In 1895, Italian Guglielmo Marconi broadcast the first messages across the radio airwaves. He was also the first person to receive the message, as no one else had a radio at the time. Why he went to so much effort just to send himself a message is open to debate. However, it did open many doors and one window. Since then, radio programs all over the world have strived to reach more listeners than just themselves. This is true for Australia too, where we've had and continue to have a wonderful amount of radio shows. Look no further than programs like Martin Malloy, Hamish and Andy, and of course, Alan Jones.
Whoever wrote that ought to be given a hot knife, preferably across the lower part of the throat. Dreadful.
But now, in 2019, it is time to add one more name to that list of greats.
The winner of the Troy Garner Excellence in Sports Programming is Across the Park to SCR.
Marconi, Jones, Kasem, Morris, Radojkovic, the world thanks you.
Match.
Ordering dinner.
Don't ruin the dinner of this show.
Oh, you actually said you got it.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, the little sports show on 2SER that could. Yes, that's right. We've been saying for a few weeks now that the CBAA Awards were going to be held last Saturday night down in Melbourne. And if we were nominated for Best Comedy Sports Program in Australia, we also said that if we never spoke of it again, then we didn't win. Well, guess what?
We're talking about it forever.
In case you missed that little intro, have a listen to this.
The winner of the Troy Garner Excellence in Sports Programming is Across the Park to SCR.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Joel, but our intro has to change just to that.
To that.
Just that guy. He also has a really good sports radio show voice.
He does, and he's been in radio for a long time, that guy.
That just needs to be our intro. Everyone's going to be like, I'm going to 100% sit in my car and listen to the winner of the Troy Garner Sports Programming Award.
Yes.
I just think it's also so funny that we won and none of us were there to get the award, but I just get Facebook messages from you sitting at home by yourself watching the live stream of the awards. No, but it was so exciting.
It was very exciting.
Unexpected, to be fair.
Yes. Absolutely. We really didn't expect to win at all.
Because we're really not much of a sports show.
Okay, so yes, that grab has not been changed in any way whatsoever. We actually did win.
Yeah.
Normally in this part of the show, I would go on to make some god-awful jokes. But we're just so excited that I literally can't even.
No.
And I haven't even introduced you, so I should do that. I'll do that first. Anyway, what? Hello, we won an award. First up is a woman who isn't Mick Rad, it's Gabby Morris.
Short
and sweet. Also joining us is no one.
No one. Mick's not here. It doesn't matter because we don't need him.
No, we don't.
We can actually move forward. Now with this winning award, we can do the things that we want to do now.
Yes.
We don't need this bloody straggler pulling us down with his crude jokes.
Exactly.
His weird face.
He's such a perv.
Oh, God.
Even through the show, you guys at home, you hear him and you hear him make these crude jokes. In the studio, it's all eyes.
Yeah.
And not in places that his eyes should be.
I'm done.
I'm done too. See you, Mick.
See you, Mick.
We will ring
you. We will call him, though. We will call him just to check in.
He's currently overseas. We do miss him. Yes. So this is the Joel and Gab show. I think this is part three now.
Yeah.
This is the third time we've done this.
Yeah. You guys are lucky.
Very lucky to be listening to this.
Because I think out of the three of us, the two of us probably have the nicest voices.
Mick has been in radio a lot longer than us.
We're whatever. He's not here. We don't want to, whatever.
So we are doing a bit of content now.
Content!
Well, that's me. I didn't want to play that one. Doesn't matter. We won an award.
I just think that if we're ever in doubt, we just remind people that we are Australia's best community. We're always going to remember to add the community. Sports programming.
Program. It's with sentences like that.
that we win awards with.
We won an award.
It's funny that you added the comedy part to it.
What did I? What?
Yeah, when you said best sports comedy program.
Did I actually say that?
Yeah. But that's what's maybe they didn't realize that we actually are a comedy sports program. And when you think of those two words together, I kind of vomit in my mouth a bit.
Yeah.
It's just two of the worst possible things that have combined together. I actually even understand how I got on this show and have been doing this for a year with you guys. But I'm still here.
Yes.
Because it does sound naff, right?
What's naff mean?
Like,
I mean, I know, but it's for other people.
A bit lame.
Okay.
Like a little bit like, oh, nah, not cool. You know, like comedy and sport.
Okay, yeah. No, I agree.
Obviously, they didn't agree with that.
We have to say a very big thank you to the CBAA.
Yeah, it's a mouthful, but thank you.
It's four letters.
It's too much.
Yes, it is.
And of course, huge thank you
to Martin.
To Martin, who is the station manager of 2SCR, yes. Not just some random guy called Martin.
Yes, thank you, Martin, whoever
he
you
is,
might be.
I reckon, by far, our biggest fan.
He is amazing. We cannot thank Martin enough. He does, like, so much. He just appreciates us so much.
I don't
much.
Even know what Martin does. That's how good he is at what he does.
He's the bossy.
Oh,
he's numero
shit.
Uno.
Yes, he is the boss.
He's God of 2SER.
He is.
So is Anthony, and we have to thank Anthony as well because he was down there. He accepted the award for us. And
does a lot of hard work behind the scenes.
Exactly. He's the program director here. He gave us this opportunity to be as silly as we want on a Friday evening, and we cannot thank him enough either. So, Martin and Anthony, thank you so much, and the CBAA. Thank you.
And all of the people that have come on the show that trusted to potentially like drag their, you know, prestige through the mud.
Yeah.
But they came on.
Yeah.
They survived.
And they, what's a sports terminology? Like hit the ball out of the park.
That's called a home run.
Home run. They hit a home run on this show.
you were trying to think of a cricket, which is hit it.
No, I was going for baseball. They hit it for six, yeah. That's pretty good.
We don't know even any sports terminologies. But we're really grateful. Thankful to my mum, your mum, not only for birthing us, but also coming on the show.
Yes.
We had celebrities like...
Nina Oyama.
Amazing comedian.
Goxie. And others
that are so famous that we better not mention them.
No, honestly, we've had so many people on this show, we've actually forgotten.
Yeah.
And that's not a dig at those people who've come on there, we've forgotten. We're just a little bit excited.
Yeah.
And we can't really think at the moment. Because
you know what? We haven't even seen the award.
We haven't seen the award. That is a very good point.
We might need to cut it in threes.
I think so. Yes, that's a good idea.
No, you can have it. You do all the work.
I think it's staying here at 2SER.
Oh.
So they'll hopefully build a shrine.
Yep.
And they can just pop it in there, maybe with a photo of us.
Yep.
You and I.
Yeah.
And Mick can sort of...
Just come and have a look. And,
yeah, he can look. And he's more
and
than
use it as a shrine.
Look. Absolutely. He can use it as a shrine. He can pray to it or whatever he does. That's fine.
Not
a problem. Anyway, should we call him now just to get him involved?
We should. So Mick's overseas as usual.
Yeah, he does a lot of time. Spend a lot of time overseas. So we're going to try and get him on the phone now.
He doesn't know we've won. No, he doesn't. That would have been better.
So we're calling him right now.
I'll tell him.
Okay, you tell him. You break it to him.
Hello?
Mick, we won.
What? Won what?
We won the Troy Garner in Excellence in Programming and In and stuff and all that.
I know we bloody did.
Oh. Welcome to the show, Mick.
Bringing me all the way over here in Vietnam just to tell me that. Like we don't have internet or something.
Like we don't talk to each other enough.
Congratulations, Mick.
It's very exciting. Yeah, we've been talking about it and patting ourselves on the back, I hope.
Not yet.
Oh, well, I did.
No, we have spent the best part of 10 minutes talking about it, so...
But I was like, I don't... Like, it has to be a part of our intro now. Like, people need to know. People only want to listen to the best of the best, and if they don't know that before, then they're not going to stick around.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Agreed.
We start every show with it. Forever.
Forever. Mick, have you ever won an award in radio?
Have I won an award before?
In radio.
Oh, in radio, no. Oh, no, no. Oh, as a team, like as a 2ECR Breakfast won an award once. I was part of that team.
Nah, it doesn't count.
Can I ask what was it for? Was it for best breakfast program? Because there's
it was 2ECR's best magazine show.
Ah, well done.
Well, good on you.
Congratulations.
So, what was your initial reaction, Mick? Did you think we were going to win?
No way. I mean, that's why I left the country. No reason to stick around for that. But, you know, I couldn't believe it. Like, I got a message from the music director, Steph, and she's just like, have you won? I'm like, no way. And I was actually walking around in Singapore and just near that big Marina Bay Sands thing at the time. And I just had to go get a Singapore sling to celebrate.
Oh, very nice.
Well done.
Yeah. Are you missing me?
Heaps.
Oh, yeah.
Heaps.
All we've done for the past 10 minutes is talk about how much we miss you and how important you are to this show.
It feels weird without you, your voice.
Excellent. That's just as well. At least you caught me this time. Whenever you tried to call me before, you never caught me, so, you know.
Oh, caught you, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Mick, thanks.
Yeah, we might...
It's just not the same with you on the phone.
No, it's fine. I'll go back and eat some more banh mi now.
Oh, you little
devil. was that someone laughing in the background, Mick?
No, was it? I don't know.
Wait, was it out there? Oh, it was from the studio, I'm sorry. I thought you had a choir of girls in there laughing at your every joke.
I told them I was crossing across the park, and they were like, can they be a part of it? And they all want to be a part of it.
The world-famous program. Where are you anyway?
Yeah.
You haven't told us.
Oh, I'm in Hoi An right now. It's just a mini typhoon that's just gone through the town, and everyone's very wet right now.
What's the traditional sport in Vietnam?
Not really big into sport that I can see. They do like a bit of that stuff where you kick the ball, you know,
soccer?
Up in the air with cricket. Your feet and then your head. And now you flick it over a net like volleyball.
Is it volleyball?
Again, best sports programming in Australia.
No. They use their feet and they do like jumps and they flick it over a net.
Hacky sack.
It's like hacky sack but over a net. Yeah.
Okay.
Popular sports in Vietnam include volleyball, badminton, wrestling, bicycling, and chess, and dominoes.
There you go. Dominoes. Oh.
Not Domino's Pizza, Mick.
Damn.
All right, bye, Mick.
See you, Mick.
Thanks for calling. See yous. Bye.
Bye. Told you we don't need him.
Oh, I think you got that. Okay, there you go. We called Michael, and he's still alive.
And he's happy.
He's happy. He sounds happy.
So he's happy there, so we can move on from him. find a new guy. No. We couldn't do it without him, I don't reckon.
No. He's like the, trying to think of an analogy, but I can't.
He's like the amygdala.
I'm trying to think of like a clothing one. I don't know why. He's like,
he's like a tie. He's like the hat to his bald head.
It's not necessary, but we're glad it's there.
Yes. Very good. We got there in the end.
All right. It only took 15 minutes. Hey, we should talk a bit of sport, I think.
We should, I guess.
That's what we won an award for, so...
Short!
All right. In rugby union, not underwater, of course.
Speaking of...
Yes?
Underwater rugby.
Yes.
People, yes, it does exist. Yes, people do play it. And yes, there are world championships. There are world champions and there
and
are...
ships.
There are ships.
That take them to the world championships.
And then they are world championships. Yeah. I don't really know what that means, like a world championship.
It's the ship that takes them to the world championship.
Oh, okay. I want to get on that ship. So underwater rugby is a thing. We've talked about underwater rugby a lot across the park, across our time on Across the Park.
Yes.
You guys didn't really originally believe me that it was a sport, right?
No, that's right. No, and not at all. I thought it was a joke.
Guess what?
What?
We're going to be having some of the best underwater rugby players slash coach, hopefully, on the show.
Unbelievable.
And they play it all right. And we could play it too. So could you, listeners. If you want to play underwater rugby, you can. If you don't know what it is, you should Google it because it's insane. It is a crazy sport. But I'm very excited. I really want to get down to the nitty-gritty of this sport, where it came from. Why would you play such a sport? How do you not drown?
Yes. So many questions we have for these people when they come in.
I think it's more interesting. Maybe more interesting than normal rugby. You need to wear a snorkel and flippers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't breathe underwater.
We'll find out. We can be the judge of that.
We will.
So in a couple of weeks, we're going to get these dudes on and they're going to tell us all about it.
Yes.
But what's happening in dry rugby?
In land rugby, literally no one saw this coming, but the All Blacks lost to England at the World Cup. No one saw it coming. England didn't see it coming. No one. There was the front page of the Herald Sun. No, sorry. It's called Herald on Sunday in New Zealand. It's like one of their big papers over there. It was just black. Pure black page. And all it said was, the All Blacks are out of the World Cup. If you want to read more, go to the sports section. That's how devastated the nation was that they lost in the World Cup. Unreal.
It's pretty crazy. Like,
it is crazy.
What was the score in the end? 14.
Far out. Why didn't I write the score down? 19-7. Anyway, New Zealand took it well, smashing a car that had a Union Jack on it. Even the PM had to come out and say a few words. Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah. There was a little mini, one of those.
Oh, yeah.
With the UK flag on top.
What, they just came and said they just smashed it?
It was outside a pub, like an English-themed pub in New Zealand, I would say. Maybe a few drinks have been had, and they smashed it up.
That's pretty bad, actually.
It is bad. It is very bad. They were going for their third straight World Cup, which means that 12-year-old New Zealanders had never seen their country lose in a World Cup.
Oh!
That was the first time. But hats off to England. Their defense was incredible. Like, they played an incredible game. And, yeah, I guess maybe this is the turning point for New Zealand.
When was the last time England won a Rugby World Cup? I should be putting these questions in the quiz.
Yeah, you should. But then you'd need to know the answer, which you don't. Over in soccer. Soccer legend Sam Kerr has officially been named most valuable player in the Americas NWSL.
Yeah.
I mean, we already knew that, but now it's official. She's had a record-breaking season with the Chicago Red Stars and has been rewarded with the league's MVP award. And she also won the Golden Boot award. I think she scored like 18 goals this season.
18?
Yeah. I'm not sure how many games they have.
Foot must be sore. That's why they give you a Golden Boot.
Yes. Yeah. Very good, Gabby. Hang on. A little slow, but it... You know, it works.
The joke was slow or you
Both.
Were slow? Yeah, it was a bit slow. I'll give you that. Worth it, though.
Unfortunately, Kerr's team lost 4-0 in the grand final, though, to North Carolina Courage, who have now won the title 2 years in a row. Don't know why I added that bit. Doesn't really matter to us.
No. I don't know. Yeah, nah. Australians just don't really froth on soccer.
Nah.
I mean, there are a lot of Australians that do, but broadly speaking.
Yeah. Nah, it's not.
It's a shame. Love it.
You do love it. How is your soccer team going?
Well, we are just having a break at the moment because the pitch is getting redone. So 3 games off. But I've been training on the side.
Okay.
To keep up. My stats are still looking pretty good.
Yeah, they haven't changed.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm excited. I miss it. It's so good.
Okay. 3 weeks. Oh, we talked about this last week. That's right. Yep. Sorry.
But I'm keen to also watch Mick play and commentate on how shit he is.
Yeah.
I reckon that'll be good.
All right, let's do that. I'll come down for that. In cricket, the Aussie summer of men's cricket has kicked off. Of course, the women's kicked off a few weeks ago with the T20s against Sri Lanka. The first game was played on Sunday. It saw Australia flog Sri Lanka by 134 runs. Australia made 2 for 233. That's our fourth biggest T20 total and the biggest on home soil, while Sri Lanka only managed 9 for 99. David Warner scored his first T20 100 off the last ball of the innings, and yes, other things.
Boring.
Mitchell Stark took 2 for 18. Pat Cummins took 2 for 27.
I don't even know what, like, any of this means.
It's
like
on a hat trick. I know. I'll run through it really quickly because I made the effort to write it down.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then on Wednesday night, Australia cruised home to win by 9 wickets and win the series. Poor Sri Lanka could only manage 117 runs while Australia caught that total with 7 overs remaining. The last match is played tonight in Melbourne. Basketball. Not only are the Sydney Kings currently sitting pretty at 5-0, do you know what that means? Five wins and 0 losses?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
They also look like the best team the NBL has ever seen.
Yeah.
In their last game against the Bullets, Andrew Bogut was ejected for 2 unsportsmanlike
fouls.
How old
is Bogut now?
Old enough to now come back from America and play in the Australian League.
Yeah. 60s.
Good place to retire. So they'll play again tomorrow against the 36ers in Adelaide, who are sitting fourth. So yeah, they reckon the Sydney Kings are like looking the best that any team has ever been.
Again, like what? How many Australians are actually into basketball? I would say a lot. Yeah, a lot less than soccer.
Oh, a lot less than soccer. That's why basketball is further down in my list. But that's not fair because netball is next and netball is much higher.
Yeah, netball.
Aussie Diamonds have won the Constellation Cup for the 7th straight time after beating New Zealand 53-46 in Game 4 in Perth. No comment.
No.
The Diamonds took control early, leading 16-7 in the opening quarter, and New Zealand had a bit of a comeback on the cards late in the game, but it wasn't enough. The series ended 2-2 with Australia claiming the cup on superior goal percentage.
What?
In her 100th game, goal shooter Caitlin Bassett nailed 25 goals from 28 attempts.
Whoa.
Good bit of trivia there.
That's good.
You can take that to the bank. should I keep talking?
Sure.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing a lot of talking here.
Well, you often do.
Okay, I'll keep going. In rugby league, there were a few rugby league tests played last weekend too. Tonga beat Britain 14-6. Australia beat New Zealand 26-4. And Australia under-20s beat France 62-4. And the Jillaroos beat the Kiwi Ferns 28-8. There's more games tomorrow with Samoa playing Fiji and Australia taking on Tonga.
Is that the only rugby league news you're going to talk about?
No, I have more. See, that's rugby league, so that's like international. Now I've got NRL.
Oh!
Which is Australia.
Whoa! See?
I know.
My
you want
brain.
To say anything? Or...
No, I want to see what you have to say.
All right. The NRL 2020 draw has come out. It seems the Raiders have the best draw for next year, with the grand finals taking on 5 teams who missed this year's top 8 to start the season.
When does the season start?
In March.
God.
Getting in early, Gab. The Titans, NRL dwellers this season, have the hardest run with 6 games to start the year against this season's top 8 sides. That weird sentence, that. It does make sense, but it's weird. Also, today is November 1st, which means a lot of clubs will be opening up their checkbooks because it's when all the players can go on the market. So.
Yeah, but also, what about the sad news about Rabbitohs star? Have you got that? Have you got that in there?
I don't know.
He's forced early retirement.
He's not the only one.
But isn't he really good?
There's 2 other players.
Also, he's young.
He doesn't look young, but I think he is, yeah.
No, he's 30. He's young.
30?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That's an early retirement. That'd be so devastating because of an injury.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's the sort of, like...
Like, what does he do now? Is he just going to, like, do heaps of bags and...
Oh, he's NRL, so it's a good chance. I guess some sort of coaching role at South will be lined up for him, undoubtedly.
Yeah, okay. So we don't need to feel too sorry. He's fine.
He'll be sweet. Yeah, he'll be a coach for sure in some way. Anything else on NRL?
I feel like, though, that like if you were such a good player and then you just have to start coaching and you can't play because of your body, I reckon you'd just get really grumpy.
Yes. And I think that's happened to a lot of people in the past who, like... You know, now it's a bit different because you get a lot of money for playing. But, you know, back in the day when you played and also had a job.
Yeah.
And, you know, that would have taken its toll on your work because you probably were some sort of tradie and it would have been hard to do that work
physically
after.
And then...
You would have had to have operations later in life. Definitely. Like, it takes its toll.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you were saying?
Yep.
Okay. And in tennis, quickly, Ash Barty will be the first Australian woman to finish the season in the top spot since the rankings were introduced in 1973.
Woo!
Well done, Ash.
We love Ash.
We do love Ash. Was there a noise then?
No, it's fine.
Am I hearing things?
Yeah.
Or is it your phone?
No, it's not. My phone's on silent.
Okay.
How dare you accuse me?
So, game time?
Yeah.
Okay. Gabby and I will ask each other questions like we're on a date or something.
Woo! Wait, what, really?
No.
Oh, okay, great.
Not those sort of questions.
All right. Who's going first, you or me?
Whatever.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Joel.
Yes.
What is hurling?
Hurling?
Don't look at your computer.
No, I'm getting the right answer ready in case I know it. Hurling is a sport? No?
Well, I'm not. You need to be confident and give me the answer.
I think because I'm getting confused with curling. It sounds like curling, right? That's right. It does sound like curling. So I get a point for that.
No, you don't.
Okay. I'm going to say sport, but I'm wrong.
Well, you need to be more specific than that.
A kind of sport.
Okay.
A sport that involves...
Yes. What kind of what kind of things?
No ball.
Ba-bow.
Okay. I can do that for you.
I just have you. Hurling is an outdoor team game. No, I know what it is. It's an Irish game. It's been played for over 4,000 years.
Oh,
and it has football posts.
Yes, I do know this.
And they have these weird bat things, but they're really long.
And it's got a thing on the end.
No, it's flat.
Oh, really? It's flat. I thought it had a little catcher in it.
No, it's flat. That's lacrosse.
Really hard.
Yeah, and then they smack it really hard.
Yeah.
So I was at the park last night and these girls were playing it and I was like, what sport is that? Just yelled at them. She was like, sorry? And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, it's hurling. I'm like, what is hurling? She's like, oh, we just got this bat and this ball and you whack it really hard. That's it, really. And I was like, Cole, do you want to come on my show?
Really?
Yeah, I asked her if she wants to come on my show. She was like, no, not really.
She must have heard it.
She fully shut me down. But I said, I was like, oh, anyway, well, what's the team name? And she told me the team. And I was like, cool, do you have a Facebook page? She's like, yeah. And I was like, well, I'm going to message you guys anyway and see if you want to come on the show. She's like, okay. And kind of was looking at me going, can you just leave me alone? But she was really good. They were both really good. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Smack it so hard.
I do know what hurling is and I'm so annoyed that I didn't get that. Okay, my turn to ask you one. In which country was this major sporting event held? The FIFA World Cup of 1998.
Joel, why would you do such a stupid freaking question?
This is
England.
It's wrong, but you're very close.
France.
Yeah.
I knew that. You're so silly.
Thank you. I think we have time one more each.
Okay. Who got fined standing in a V?
Oh,
damn it.
England.
Oh,
in the World Cup. You want to do another
sometimes
one?
How much money? Damn it. How much money? Damn it! How much money did Ash Barty just win? In her massive, in prize money.
Yeah, I don't know.
$10 million.
$10 million. Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
That's a good amount of money.
You deserve it.
You're going to hate me, but another question which is quite similar. Where were the Summer Olympic Games of 1936 held?
This is so boring.
Don't get angry.
Boring. Spain.
Very close again.
Portugal.
Higher. And to the right.
Greece.
Yeah. Up.
I don't know.
Germany. That's the end of the show, Gab.
You didn't do three questions, did you?
And where was the Olympic Games?
Winter Olympic Games? No, I refuse. I hate these questions.
All right, cool. I'm glad I asked.
Bring Mick back.
He'll be back. Hey, Mick. Mick? And Gab, congratulations on your win.
No, you congratulations.
Congratulations.
No,
you. Thank you for doing that great intro.
Joel, you work very hard on this show. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here and we wouldn't have to listen to all your terrible jokes and your beautiful banter and your silly little face.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
right.
We did it. Oh my God, that intro was so fucking good.
Thank you.
I loved it.